If a quaint San Francisco-esque cable car is what you had envisioned for the Sugar House streetcar, you might need to adjust your expectations. The new line, which runs east from the Central Point track station at about 2230 South to 1100 East, will carry the same light rail cars that are being used on UTA's red and green tracks lines. Steve Meyer is UTA's Chief Capital Development Officer. He says it was less expensive to use cars that UTA already had available in its fleet than to buy new vehicles.
They've been used as streetcars around the country at different locations. So it is. You can look at the modern streetcar like Portland or Seattle uses. They look more modern than a San Francisco-type car.
Salt Lake City Mayor Ralph Becker couldn't say if the same model will be used for Phase 2, which will continue north from the 1100 East Terminus.
Our expectation is that as this system expands, which we are obviously fully anticipating, that we will be moving towards a more traditional streetcar design.
The Sugar House streetcar will be called the S-Line. It will be white with large silver decals on the side. Unlike tracks, the line will carry only one rail car at a maximum speed of 20 miles per hour. The streetcar will have more standing room and space for bicycles than tracks because it's meant for shorter trips instead of commutes. The corridor will include bike and pedestrian paths, landscaping, and art. The streetcar with all of these amenities will open to riders in December. Whitney Evans, KUER News.